How's grad school going for you? Are you utilizing it in your classroom? Both questions from my colleagues make me squirm because there's so much new information that I'm acquiring, so how am I using it? This is my wicked problem. Actually, there are two wicked problems that are preventing me from using all of this interesting new information. The first of which is that I teach first grade. Most of the technology I found is directed toward the older learner rather than a six-year-old with limited computer experience. Most technology-centered activities that I've seen engage the student partially, but leaves me with a lot of the extra work, therefore removing any accountability from the student's part. But this is not to say that they can't learn, which leads me to my second problem, lack of available technology resources by my school district. Because I cannot just make iPads fall from the sky, I must make do with the technology I do have at my disposal. So, how do I make the students accountable using the tools we already have? Technology should not just be added to an assignment for technology's sake, but added specifically with good pedagogy in mind. One of the easiest ways to keep the children actively engaged while holding them accountable is through project-based learning. Project-based learning is rich in standards and it's inquiry-based, but more than that, project-based learning has an audience, and an audience is something that can be easily used with technology. Skype provides a sense of community to the users. It's flexible, and most important to my school, it's budget-friendly. The plan will be for my students to teach students from another state about our school and town. A friend of mine teaches first grade in North Carolina. The two of our classes are going to complete the same project-based learning activity within the next month, except my class is going to teach her class and likewise. I will group the kids assigning specific tasks. For example, one group is in charge of telling about the school. With a focus on accountability, each group will follow a rubric indicating everything they will need to complete in order. Within those groups, the kids are responsible for documenting, using pictures, doing research, drafting, editing, and publishing. This is where the technology comes in use. The students will need to use the cameras for pictures, perhaps computers for research, and specifically the use of Skype to share all the information with the other class. We will do a whole class Skype in which the children each present their information verbally. In order to share the photos, the students will simply put the photo in front of the camera. This wicked project is completely standards-based, specifically focusing on speaking and listening, research writing and distribution, as well as social studies GLICS, as Michigan Social Studies focuses on family and school in first grade. I am optimistic that this will help solve a problem, as if the project is student-directed and not teacher-driven, the students will be more accountable.